So I'd like you to take a moment now to close your eyes and think of the person who taught you to pray. Think back, when was the first time you learned the Lord's Prayer? What's your earliest memory of praying those words? Bring to your mind who that person was who was with you. And now in a moment, I invite you to say their name out loud or to say it in your heart. My mother. Early on, my husband and I were advised by wiser and more experienced parents that the key to successful bedtime is a predictable routine. So for months now, right around 7 p.m., we read my son a picture book, give him some warm milk, and then we pray. Every night we pray the Our Father, and then sing a Jewish prayer in Hebrew, the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Most nights, it's like magic. No matter how hyped up he is before bed, by the time we finish the last words of the sacred song, his eyes are closed, his head is nodding, and his little body is all curled up and ready for sleep. Routine is key. The persistence of our prayers has made all the difference. When I lived in Jordan, a Muslim-majority nation, the entire day was broken up by prayer. 5 times a day, from sunup to sundown, the call to prayer would echo from the minarets of the mosques all across the city. God is great. God is great. Come to prayer. Come to prayer. Most everyday Muslims I knew didn't actually pray 5 times a day, but the devout ones did, and you'd see them on the sidewalks in the back of their stores, bending and straightening, then bending down again, mouthing memorized prayers and scripture. In Islam, the experience of prayer is a whole body experience involving bowing and prostration. It's visually striking and totally engaging to practice. The most intriguing part to me when I learned to pray from my Muslim friends was the preparation for prayer. The ritual cleansing or ablution is a thorough washing of your hands, your feet, your face, your neck, even your nostrils and the insides of your ears. By the end, you feel clean, really clean, and you're ready to put your whole self into prayer. So when I teach prayer to children, and I think that's one of the most important things we can do here for kids, I teach them to pay attention to their bodies first. Get your body ready for prayer. Don't love telling people what to do with their bodies in worship, so I like to offer options. I like to tell them, here's what some people do when they get their body ready to pray. You can bow your head. You can close your eyes. You can breathe slowly and deeply. You can hold your hands together. Whatever tells your body in this moment, this thing we're doing is different, sacred, set apart from normal speech and thought. It helps to do the same thing every time. It helps sometimes to say the same things every time. The words get inside you, in your heart. Our Father. Teach us to pray, Lord, they asked him. And Jesus gave them the words that have echoed through generations in many different languages, by so many different believers, the words we pray every time we gather. They begin, Father. Or in Matthew's Gospel, Our Father. They begin by declaring our closeness to God. It's like a close friend you can ask anything of, Jesus explains. It's like a child to a parent. I love that my son's first experience of prayer is the experience of his own father's deep and abiding love. Usually his little body is lifted up close on dad's shoulder, his favorite place in the world, held and rocked gently. For him, prayer is the experience of feeling completely loved and totally safe. My dream is that when he prays the Lord's Prayer the rest of his life, his body will remember that feeling. My prayer is that in that moment, those words, he will know how loved he is. He will remember how much I and my Father love him, how much he is loved by God. Now, prayers do not have to be calm. They do not even have to have words. They can be filled with rage or despair or desperation. But even in those moments, even when our hearts and our mouths are filled with venom, if we direct it towards God, who can take it, who can take all of it, we are still opening ourselves to love. To pray is to be open to love, to receive love, and to be shaped by it. Sometimes it doesn't look how we would love it to look. Sometimes it looks like coming to terms with what our life has become, finding acceptance or forgiveness. Sometimes prayer gives us the strength to get up and go do what needs to be done. Sometimes prayer gives us permission to lay it all down. In prayer, we align ourselves to love. Thy will be done. I pray because I believe that prayer changes the world in mysterious ways. In a more tangible way, though, prayer, especially persistent prayer, changes us. It changes us in a way that empowers us to change the world, to be the love the world needs. Amen.